Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It's a Monday edition. Dominic, back to work for all of us.
Back at it. Crudy, Evan on the board, our fair audience. Happy Monday to us all. Wow, it's like you know, we go away for a couple of days and the news just keeps on coming, baby.
I know. And I am taking credit for one of the fine news stories we missed last week. Thank you, Matt Rothschild, filling in for me on Friday and you as well. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks.
But I'm taking full credit for Colin Gableman getting fired. I know that Scott Ross also claimed credit. He was one of the fine guests Matt had on Friday in our absence. But I also made that big call. And just because I wasn't here to, you know, reinforce the fact that, you know, I'm generally always right. I was right in that case. Gableman, you're out. You're fired.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, apparently didn't have to wait to meet with his caucus the following week, right? He was done.
It was a caucus of one. So,
Voss, according from Patrick Barley, now writing for the Washington Post, here's what Voss said. After having many members of our caucus reach out to me over the past several days, it is beyond clear to me that we only have one choice in this matter, and that's to close the office of special counsel. Wah, wah, wah. Can we get our money back, too, by the way? And maybe then you can, you know, maybe bring some of the records that he's supposed to give back to you, you know, to the courts and the people who are actually seeking them, Robin Voss. And since this was your hire, this is really a reflection upon you. So why don't you also resign?
I believe the minority leader, Greta Neubauer, said now he's an embarrassment. What's he been up until now? Now he's got to get fired. Why not before now, Robin Voss?
Well, there's only one reason why not before now. Not when he insulted the court. Not when he violated open records laws, right? Not when he was a petulant jackass. Not when he insulted women. None of those things. So that was fine. But when you support the challenger to the incumbent, Robin Voss, who hired you, and he wins by just a skosh, and he makes his way through that, then payback's a mofo, man.
Well, that is something of a political faux pas. To what?
For the king, you better get him, right?
Endorse the primary opponent of the guy that hired you. Well, I would say if Robin Voss had been, you know, decapitated, dethroned, if you will, he still would have fired Gableman. And I still would have
been right. On the way out the door, right? Right.
Well, you know, he would have had a lame duck couple of months. You'd have fired Gableman either way. But, Dom, there's been some trials and tribulations for the former president as well. The newest headline. And, you know, to really know it's credible, you got to go to Foxy News in moments like this. Trump says the FBI seized three of his passports during the raid. Calls search an assault on a political opponent. So here's the latest defense, air quotes, from Donald Trump. Former President Trump said the FBI seized three of his passports. Man, I barely have one active passport. During its raid on Mar-a-Lago last week, calling the unprecedented search an assault. It's an assault, Tom. Well, in a raid by the FBI at Mar-a-Lago, they stole my three passports, one expired, along with everything else. Trump posted on the Truth Social, the Truthy Social account. This is an assault on the on a political opponent at a level never seen before in our country. Trump went on to add, third world.
Oh, man. Yeah, he's sure trying to make it that way.
Anyways, Tom, so, you know, he's kind of out there floundering for explanation. It would appear that he was accused, credibly accused, because they did get a search warrant, of violations of the Espionage Act.
That just sounds bad to me. I mean, I'm no lawyer, Curdy, but if you're saying that you're being investigated for violations of the Espionage Act, I think that would be a headwind for any political candidate.
Well, you know, Donald Trump, ever being the gregarious former leader of the country, according to the Foxy News Digital today, Donald Trump is offering his assistance. Let me tell you how. Meanwhile, again, according to Foxy News, during an exclusive interview with Fox News Digital Monday, Trump said he had his representatives reach out to the Justice Department to offer help. Amid outrage over the FBI's unprecedented raid.
You know, the help could have come a long time ago when they asked for all the documents back, and he did not provide that particular help. So I'm curious, what kind of help is the former guy offering now?
Well, it sounds more like thinly veiled threats than actual helpful advice.
Not really even thinly veiled. Read what you got. I'll tell you what I got.
The country is in a very dangerous position. There is tremendous anger like I've never seen before over all of the scams. And this new one, years of scams and witch hunts. And now this, if there is anything we can do to help, I and my people would certainly be willing to do that. There has never been a time like this where law enforcement has been used to break into the house of the former president of the United States, and there is tremendous anger in the country at a level that has never been seen before, other than during very perilous times. Yes, these are perilous times, according to Trump. Trump told Fox News that his team had not yet heard from the Justice Department on whether they'll accept his offer for help. I think they would want the same thing. I've never seen anything like this. It is a very dangerous time for our country. I will do whatever I can to help the country. You know, like he did on January 6th. Now.
Yes, after like over three hours. Raw story also picking up a little bit of this, Curdy, from Trump. People are so very angry at what is taking place. Whatever we can do to help, because the temperature has to be brought down in this country. If it isn't, terrible things are going to happen. The people of this country are not going to stand for another scam. Now, forgive me, but this is total gangster talk, man. Hey guys, that's a beautiful country you got there. I hate to see anything happen to it.
Hate to further break our democracy, Woody?
Come on. That is not an offer of help. That is a gangster threat. That's exactly what this is. This is not, come on, people. How is this man still walking around? So if they did take his passport, thankfully, he can't go anywhere. Was he a flight risk? Well, probably. So if you believe Trump and the passports have been taken, and you believe what Trump is saying here, which is a threat to America, the sooner this guy gets picked up, the better. And honestly, Trump, if you wanted to really help, you could dial it back. Hey, Trumpsters out there. I know you're angry. I know you're upset. I know that I've, stirred you up to this point, and I've said all these things with no backing, losing all my court cases, losing all my opportunities. Still think I lost, but let's let the system play out. Let the justice prevail. I will defend myself. I have a right to defend myself. You know, just dial it back, people, and stand back and stand by. Right?
I mean, well, he said
something along those lines, and he is not doing that.
Well, he said something very, very similar, Tom. Planted evidence. Yeah. I mean, those are calming words, right? The FBI planted evidence against me, your exalted cult leader.
Did they plant the evidence before or after he apparently had a blanket declassification order? I'm not clear. Was it a big deal or not really a big deal? They could have had him, but they never had it, but it's planted. You know, this guy's been bouncing from one foot to another, and frankly, all these Republicans that have been trying to defend him, if there is such a thing, but, I mean, a violation of the Espionage Act. Now, that sounds really bad, right? It sounds like kind of treasonous, traitorous stuff.
Kind of bad.
Kind of bad. And I've seen, I don't know if it was Bannon, but some other, you know, right wingers say, oh, you know, the country, the government's trying to kill Trump. I would say, well, if Donald Trump took, I don't know, let's call it like nuclear secrets, for example, and somehow, you know, gave them to a foreign adversary, for example, that would seem to me.
Or sold. Come on, let's face facts. He's
right.
Nothing for nothing.
If he somehow transferred that information to another party for profit or just for the hell of it, that would seem to me to be kind of a treasonous, traitorous act. And I believe, you know, traitors get shot. Right? Traitors get killed, traitors get hung, that kind of thing. So in some sense, after the ability for Donald Trump to defend himself and after a, you know, right to speedy trial, if he were to be found guilty of something along those lines, as terrible as that may be, you know, we put traitors to death in this country before. But,
okay. Traitor, strong words. Espionage Act, yes, but that is not implying traitorous acts. I mean, it could be a part, but I'm not here to say that Trump sold our secrets to a foreign power. More likely, Trump sold foreign secrets to a foreign power. I'm not willing to start.
We had some information on some other country, and he sold that to a different country.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, right. Yeah. Absolutely. Would he sell France down the river or any other foreign country, really, quite frankly, if he thought there was personal benefit? Oh, yeah. No doubt. But I have not yet seen it implied that he was specifically a traitor to our country.
No. I'm just suggesting that those righties who have come out and said that the government wants to kill Trump, you know, maybe I'm responding to their line of thinking. And perhaps if that were to be the case, that could maybe end up to be the case.
But do you take a couple of days off, you come back? And what do you know? The headlines are waiting for us. It's going to be a damn good show. A big Monday. I feel good about this show. And when we come back, we're going to talk about a few other targets. Guys like Rudy Giuliani. I understand he is now a target in the Georgia investigation, Tom. That's bad news for Rudy. And also, Senator Lindsey Graham, he's going to be compelled to testify.
I do declare.
So bad news for Lindsey. And Trump's kind of having a bad week, all things considered. I would say it's only Monday, and he already wishes it was a Friday. Come back to work. It's a big Monday. More devils on the other side.
It's just occurred to me what the student body has been chanting for the last 2 or 3 minutes. It's the name of Rudy.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines always open for you today at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, we've barely spoken, so we haven't had an opportunity to argue. But I'd like to throw a concept out for your consideration so you can be wrong publicly here on the radio.
Lay it on me, brother.
All right. Did the FBI just reelect Donald Trump? An opinion piece. David Brooks asked at the New York Post.
David who?
Brooks at the Times. My mistake. Not the Post. The Times. David Brooks writes this story, this column, if you will, this narrative about why this could have been the best thing that ever happened to Donald Trump, effectively. Like, we're in this weird political cycle where all the motions, all the mechanisms are in motion to break democracy, effectively. In this action to search Donald Trump, it's already leading to threats of violence and actual violence.
Actual violence, yes.
And actual violence. Let me read some from David Brooks' piece. And then you can tell me why he's wrong and you're right. Why is Donald Trump so powerful? How did he come to dominate one of the two major parties and get himself elected president? Is it his hair? His waistline? No, it's his narrative. Trump tells powerful stories that ring true to tens of millions of Americans. The main one is that America is being ruined by corrupt coastal elites. According to this narrative, there is an interlocking network of highly educated Americans who make up what the Trumpians have come to call the regime. Washington power players, liberal media, big foundations, elite universities, woke corporations. These people are corrupt, condescending, and immoral, and are looking out only for themselves. And they're out to get Trump because Trump is the person who stands up to them. They're not only out to get Trump, they're out to get you. This narrative has a core of truth to it. Highly educated metropolitan elites have become something of a self-enclosed Brahmin class. So the Trumpian propaganda turns what is an unfortunate social chasm into a venomous conspiracy theory. It simply assumes, against a lot of evidence, that the leading institutions of society are inherently corrupt, malevolent, and partisan, and are acting in bad faith. And it simply assumes that the proof of people's virtue is that they're getting attacked by the regime. See, that makes you a good one, Dom, because the regime is attacking you because you're a threat to the regime, right?
Yes. He says this. It's all the hoaxes and the scams. Yes, but please continue.
Trump's political career has been kept afloat by elite scorn. The more elite scorn him, people like Dom, the more elite scorn him, the more the Republicans love him. The key criterion for leadership in the Republican Party today, having the right enemies. Oh, you got a lot of them, Dom. In this situation, walks the FBI. There's a lot we don't know about the search at Mar-a-Lago, but we do know how the Republican Party reacted. The right side of my Twitter feed was ecstatic. See, they really are persecuted. Essays began to appear with titles like, "The Regime Wants Its Revenge." Ron DeSantis tweeted, "The raid of Mar-a-Lago is another escalation in the weaponization of federal agencies against the regime's political opponents." As usual, the tone was apocalyptic. "This is the worst attack on this republic in modern history," the Fox News host Mark Levin exclaimed. And the investigation into Trump has seen was seen purely as a heinous regime plot, at least for now. The search has shaken the Republican political landscape. Several weeks ago, about half of Republican voters were ready to move on from Trump. About half, according to a New York Times Siena College poll. This week, the entire party seemed to rally behind him. Republican strategists advising Trump's potential primary opponents had reason to be despondent, completely handed him a lifeline, one such strategist told Politico. "Unbelievable. It puts everybody in the wagon for Trump again. It's just taken the wind out of everybody's sails." And a couple of the stats, Dom, and then I'll let you jump in. According to a Trafalgar Group Convention of States Action Survey, 83% of likely Republican voters said the FBI search made them more motivated to vote in the 2022 elections. 83% of likely Republican voters more motivated today. Over 75% of likely Republican voters believe Trump's political enemies were behind the search. 3 out of 4 Dennis Republicans surveyed say it's a political action, Dom. And rather than the impartial justice system, as did 48% of likely general elections voters overall, in a normal society, when politicians get investigated or charged, it hurts them politically. But that no longer applies to the GOP. The judicial system, easy for me to say, I sound a little bit like Bill Cosby there.
Judicial system.
The judicial system may be colliding with a political system in an unprecedented way. So, Dom, what happens if a prosecutor charges Trump and he is convicted just as he's cruising to the GOP nomination or maybe even the presidency? What happens if the legal system, using its criteria, decides Trump should go to prison at the very moment that the electoral system, using its criteria, decides he should go to the White House? What then, my friend? Do you care?
No, but let me finish just a little bit here. Then I guess we'll have to respond on the other side. And folks, you can join us as well. Brooks goes on to write, I presume in those circumstances, Trump would be arrested and imprisoned. I also presume we would see widespread political violence from incensed Trump voters who would view that the regime has stolen the country. In my view, this is the most likely path to a complete democratic breakdown. In theory, justice is blind, and obviously no person can be above the law. But as Damon Linker wrote in a Substack post, this is a polity, not a graduate seminar in Kantian ethics. We live in a specific real-world situation. We all have to take responsibility for real-world effects on our actions. America absolutely needs to punish those who commit crimes. On the other hand, America absolutely needs to make sure that Trump does not get another term as president. What do we do if the former president makes a letter more likely? I have no clue how to get out of this potential conflict between our legal and political reality.
Here's the final sentence. It feels as though we're walking towards some sort of storm, and there's no honorable way to alter our
course. The storm is coming. How QAnon of Brooks.
More Devil's Advocates. We'll be back.
The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Back to Work Monday edition. Back to your phone calls as well, 844-967-2789. And Dom, I know you want to pretend that Donald Trump doesn't matter. You'd like to turn the page on the man. You and Laura Ingraham, did you hear what she said on the Foxy News over the weekend?
Yeah, something along those lines.
Here's what she said specifically. I'll quote Laura Ingraham, your favorite. Maybe I got to pinch the nose. Because, you know I got a little bit of a Wisconsin twang, but I don't think she actually breathes through her nose, just speaks through it. But anyways, people conflate Trump. I won't do that. People conflate Trump with people's overall sense of happiness in the country. Donald Trump's been a friend of mine for 25 years, and I've always been very open about this on my show. But, you know, we'll see whether that's what the country wants. Ingraham said during an appearance on Lisa Booth's podcast, the country, I think, is so exhausted. They're exhausted by the battle, the constant battle, that they may believe that, well, maybe it's time to turn the page. If we could get someone who has Trump's policies, who's not Trump, you know, like a young whippersnapper like Ron DeSantis. You know, they loved to embrace Ron DeSantis. But if you go to the Foxy News Digital right now, Dom, oh, they're in love with Donald Trump. They're back. They've fallen back in love. They're featuring Trump on every level. Their every excuse, every ridiculous statement he has made, every threat against democracy he's made today. Oh, it's right there on the featured page at the Foxy News Digital. They're not turning the page down. They're embracing.
Well, I mean, it is news when a former president, let alone anybody of significance in this country, especially a foreign president, is being investigated for violations of the Espionage Act. I mean, that is certainly newsworthy. And what the dude says about it is probably newsworthy as well, as unfortunate as that may be. But I want to get back to Brooks's thing here, because I think this is a total bunk article. I'm going to tell you why. Did the FBI just reelect Donald Trump? No. And here's the answer. Because the FBI has to investigate what they perceive to be and what evidence shows to be criminal activity. It would be just as bad or perhaps worse if they did not pursue a criminal investigation given the evidence that they claim they have that was approved by a judge in this particular case, let alone Fulton County, let alone state of New York, let alone Manhattan DA, let alone January 6th, let alone Trump Stakes and Trump Tower or Trump University. All right, Stakes is not really just a failure, but not a criminal act, but the university paid $25 million. So, and the man and Donald Trump himself, you know, points to all of these issues, the Mueller investigation, witch hunt, right? All these things. He articulates and identifies many of them in his quote unquote defense. So the FBI, any investigator has to pursue this. So whether or not this politically helps or doesn't help Trump is totally irrelevant. They are obligated to pursue this. period. And Donald Trump is not so powerful in the Republican Party because of his narratives. Donald Trump is powerful because of his social media and his his show that I never watched. What was it?
He
was
Apprentice.
Celebrity Apprentice. Yeah, he was a celebrity. He was a reality TV star.
And his association with WWE.
Ultimately, his perceived wealth. That's what it is. If Donald Trump didn't have two dimes to rub together, he'd be a crazy old man on a corner yelling these things out loud and nobody would pay attention. It is the perception of wealth and the power that those believe that being around him will somehow trickle down onto them. That's why. The man, you ever heard the man talk? He is not
articulate. I have heard him talk.
His narratives are not great. If you just imagine him, you know, in a cell screaming these same things, you know, penniless, do you think he would have that kind of power? No. So I just the whole concept of asking whether the Department of Justice, whether pursuing evidence in criminal matters is somehow going to reelect Donald Trump, I just think the premise is blither. I think it's just totally off balance and off base. And I'm not knocking the dude. I'm just saying this article is bunk. No, the whole premise is stupid. So let me say that. As they go on, all these other that he writes about, it's basically projection. Oh, you know, they're coming for me, so they're coming for you. No, they're coming for you because you leave a trail of breadcrumbs of your criminality in everything you do and everything you touch. I mean, look at the court cases. Look at what he's actually been found, quote-unquote, guilty of, what he's paid settlements for. I mean, come on. That is why he is being pursued, not because he believes there should be tax cuts for the rich or carried interest shouldn't be a thing. That's not why they're pursuing him. They're pursuing him because he's giving them evidence of criminality. And he's continued to do so, certainly over the course of his political career and most definitely over the course of his business career. Just look at the court cases.
Okay, here would be the only counter argument I'd make to that, and then we'll go to the phones. 844-967-2789. Relative to the crimes that I think were committed by the former president, these are low bar crimes. I mean, these are paper trail crimes. These are the same sort of crimes that David Petraeus and Hillary Clinton have been accused of. And you can say, well, these are national security secrets. We don't know that yet. We know they have been labeled as such. But in the whole scheme of what this man is guilty of, why didn't you go arrest his ass for the insurrection? You know, why are we fighting over National Archive stolen documents? Because it's so easy for so many of these Republicans to say, well, what about Hillary's emails? This is an insignificant crime. Yes, relative to the other crimes he's committed, I think it might be. So let's go get the big crimes. Let's wrap them up for those. But let's stop moving so slow.
Hanging fruit, man. You can't. You know what falls in your lap and what the man does are things you have to react to, right? And if this is a very specific, very particular case,
if we can find rationale to charge a man for a coup, I don't want to charge him for the paperwork crimes.
Man, are you kidding me? They're,
work that, faster.
That is the process. Well, and as you work faster, as you work on that other issue, all these other things are happening. And if this one is that tight, how do you not? You have to. Let me just go briefly. CBS News, as they report that Justice Department investigating Trump for potentially violating the Espionage Act. Since the most notorious spies were prosecuted under the Espionage Act of 1917, including Robert Hansen and Aldrich Ames, who are serving life sentences in prison for spying for the Soviet and Russian intelligence services while they worked for the FBI and CIA, respectively. But Hansen and Ames were charged under Section 794, gathering or delivering defense information to aid a foreign government. Trump is being investigated for potentially violating Section 793, gathering, transmitting, or losing defense information, which also includes refusal to return information that is demanded by the government. The distinction is that Trump, as it is publicly known, let me say that again, as far as is publicly known, is not under investigation for giving national defense information to a foreign government with the intent to harm the U.S. or aid a foreign nation or traditional espionage, according to experts who spoke to CBS. Though the 793 provision of the law references transmitting, quote-unquote, defense information, that refers to any method of moving the document from a secure location to an unauthorized party or an unauthorized location, national security lawyer Brad Moss said. Section 794 carries a much steeper sentence, up to life in prison or the death penalty. The provision for which Trump is under investigation has a maximum prison sentence.
These are paper crimes.
Fair, paper crimes for 10 years. All right,
relative to a coup against democracy.
Why did Donald Trump have this information?
Well, he's hiding something, or he's trying to sell it, or he's grifting against the nation. Okay, so I have no doubt he had malfeasance in his heart. And I have no doubt he's guilty.
And we don't know whether or not it could be. We don't know. They haven't gotten that far in their investigation yet. Maybe it was 794 as well. We're going to have to wait and see how this plays out. They had lots of people, the Saudis, at his golf match, right? I mean, come on, man. They gave $2 billion to the kid to run a fund. You don't think that's a little strange? Another billion dollars to what, Manchin? I'm sorry,
think,
not Manchin.
Jared Mnuchin.
No, Jared got $2 billion. Mnuchin.
If there is truly espionage of that level, if Trump is being accused by the Department of Justice of selling secrets or trading secrets for favors, quid pro quo style.
Right.
Well, sure, that is a higher level of espionage. But what we are talking about, securing classified documents, big deal. Yes, in the whole scheme of the criminality of Donald Trump, he's got a lot worse crimes, and I think this gives some license to the Trump defensive, the apologists, to say, oh, they're persecuting him for no big deal.
Well, they're gonna
what about Hillary and her emails?
When are you going to learn, man? When are you going to learn? They're going to say that no matter what. That's just how it is.
When you charge and indict the man because of the coup against the nation, I'll stand with you, Merrick Garland. I'll be there, man. Execute that search warrant.
Listen.
Round up that crew of all the usual suspects.
This is laid out before them. It's low-hanging fruit, man. What kind of investigation do you need? They already know most of the information they need to know. They're still gathering the information on the coup. So, while, again, I would reiterate, it's under, 793? But we don't know that it's not 794. Because Donald Trump wasn't hanging on to that stuff for mementos. You know what
844-967-2789. You don't know what a memento is. Beth from Valparaiso, Indiana. Beth, welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
Hi, Beth.
Hi, guys. I love you guys, and I kind of agree with both of you. But here's my thing. I do. Well,
you got to pick sides here, Beth. It's a binary choice.
I like to be your facilitator, buddy, if I can. But it's like... But, Prudy's right that part of the reason we're putting up with this, I agree with Dom that this David Brooks thing is just a more intellectual version of the kind of whining we're seeing right now, which we kind of expected. And we expected the violence a little bit, too, because we know how these cult members are. But here's the thing. The reason we're putting up with all this crap is because of what Prudy said. There's been no indictments for the insurrection yet. And, people need to see that, or it gives them all cover to do what they're doing. And so what I think, here's my final thing on this, and I have one funny thing to tell you, too, that you're going to love at the end, if you want. But here's the thing. I think we need to talk back. The media, which already wants people like Trump in office anyway, they are they're ready to say, oh, no, arresting Trump is causing a huge problem. But what we need to do is say, lock him up. We need to have people in front of courthouses every Monday saying, lock up Donald Trump. What's going on? They need to feel some grassroots pressure. They showed a few people in Florida march around or somewhere, I heard on the radio. But we need an Indivisible and groups like that to get on it. Let's all start making noise about this and give Merrick Garland some backup. And my final thing, here's my funny thing. I'd love your comments on anything I just said, but I got to make sure I don't forget this. Okay, here's something funny for you to think about next time you watch some of these Republican congressional members. Remember the end of The Shining where they find Nicholson out in the maze? He's all frozen. Remember his face? Are you picturing it? You got it?
Absolutely.
Okay, now think of Matt Gaetz. That face to me looks just like Matt Gaetz. Anyway, I'll leave it there, whatever you guys want to say.
Thanks.
All work and no play makes Matt a dull boy. I think it was Jack, actually, right?
Yeah, I'll work.
He was writing the novel. He was working on the book.
Oh, what a great movie. And yes, that's a great visual, Beth. Thank you for that. I guess specifically to your point about, progressive groups and other people, and, perhaps media standing up and yelling from the rooftop. I mean, I'm down with that to the degree, because I don't like the whole, lock them up, lock her up. I mean, he has the right, as everybody does, to go through a trial. And I want to see those trials happen. And upon conviction, abso-frickin-lutely. But, again, Merrick Garland isn't going to move any faster because I'm yelling about it. He's not going to move any slower because Cruz thinks it's being too good for Donald Trump. He's going to move at his pace, and that's how it should be. So while I'm down, I think we need to continue, reinforce each other. I think that's important. A community, that's very important. Push back on the maggots, that's certainly very important. But, DOJ is going to take their sweet time. Unfortunately, I'm with you. I think it takes a little too much too long. But there's a lot to go after, so it does take some coordination.
I was listening to Righty Whitey Talk Radio earlier today, and they unironically were talking about defund the FBI. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. More of your phone calls as well. 844-967-2789.
Nobody did what I've done.
It's bad. It's so bad. There's blood everywhere.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
I've been moving calm, don't start no trouble with me. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Going back to the phone.
Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to cuddle with me.
967-2789. You know how
I like it when you love. Dominic, the Trump, I guess you'd call him the biographer, Timothy O'Brien, he writes for Bloomberg. It was pointed out his opinion as to why Trump had these documents. And he offered like three different opinions, but here was the one that stuck in my mind. I think you'll like it, Dom. I think it might be somewhere close to the truth. Unfettered greed has motivated Trump his entire life. He didn't get into the casino business to beautify Atlantic City. He didn't propose a mega development on Manhattan's west side because it would have made New York more livable. He didn't start Trump University to educate students, and he didn't host The Apprentice to tutor entrepreneurs. He didn't originally run for president to revitalize democracy. Money, 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 money. It's a grift, Dom. That, according to Trump's biography, O'Brien, okay, he so thinks that money motivated him.
Okay,
meaning so that maybe he could sell some of these things.
Okay. So transferring that, classified data to other parties for profit. Again, the motivation pretty much irrelevant. Once that act happens, that becomes the espionage, right?
Well, there can be things like gross negligence that would fall under Section 793 of the Espionage Act that might get, a normal defendant a couple of years in jail. The former president, probably nothing other than a stern slap on the wrist in the recovery of the documents. But there are some other things. Like I said, Dom, if he's selling nuclear secrets to another country, yeah, that's a much bigger deal. I'm with you. Then you charge. But if these are paperwork crimes relative to the greater crimes.
Selling nuclear secrets is a paperwork crime, dude. What are you talking about?
That would be a crime of greater espionage.
Uranium and sending it over. I mean, they're all,
if he's got a basement full of love letters with Kim Jong-un, that might be inappropriate.
Blueprints to a nuclear weapon are on paperwork, man. That's a paperwork crime. Maybe it's a PDF. What are you talking about?
Well, it's a much bigger crime if he's selling them to Putin.
You diminish what you're actually talking about. These are state secrets. This isn't a violation of a trademark, man.
It has been known about Donald Trump throughout the entire term of his presidency. What? Either tore up papers, or he flushed papers, or he destroyed papers. I'm done. Rips them in half, throws them on the ground. And they taped them back together. So the fact that this guy disrespects the National Archives, relative to the fact he disrespected the Constitution and democracy and tried to, perpetrate a coup against the government, I want to see him charged with the real crimes. That's my broader point.
I can appreciate
967.
And I want to see those, if the evidence continues to be as we think it is, for those things to come to fruition. But, none of those investigations and ultimately the charges that will come, were handed to you. were handed to the DOJ. I mean, there's investigations. There's
pressures.
There's subpoenas. There's evidence. There's emails. There's phone records. I mean,
there's freaking audio tapes. 11,780 votes, man. Why is there not a charge on the tampering in Georgia of the Fulton County? I mean, hell, even Rudy's a target.
It's coming.
Yeah, that's a state-level charge.
Say paperwork crimes and, I think it diminishes because we don't know. Again, not a memento. And if you agree with what the biographer says, he did it for money. How do we know he didn't already get the money? He's had these documents for a year and a half. Come on, man. His son-in-law got $2 billion from the Saudis. And then they came and did this whole golf thing. I mean, there's weird things happening, right? And I did see some reporting that perhaps they'll fingerprint some of these documents. I'm not sure what they're going to find out there. You can make a copy of a piece of paper, Crudy, and give it to a foreign adversary. That's a paperwork crime. But if the contents of that paper are state secrets, it's not just a paperwork crime, man.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I said that would be a different level of criminality. But we haven't yet heard those accusations, just a distinction in codes. And I'm saying if it is the lesser distinction, if it's negligent and, taking back documents that never should have been taken by the president, no doubt, those are paperwork crimes that will probably lead to other violent outcomes for our nation because Trump will continue to incite the violent cult members. I mean, if we're going to have violence, if this is going to stir or move towards a civil war, come on, man, charge the actual crimes.
You charge all the crimes, man.
You don't have enough courts.
You're ready to charge.
Okay. You don't have enough courts in this country to charge Trump with all the crimes. You know what I mean? At a certain point, it seems like you're piling on. I just want to see the actual crimes. Let's start with Georgia, Fulton County. Now, apparently, Rudy Giuliani is a target of this investigation. His lawyers have been asking for some time. They said, yes, your guy is a target of a criminal investigation. He must give testimony before a grand jury. He can go and plead the fifth. He doesn't have to self-incriminate, but that doesn't mean we're not going to indict the man. Well, Rudy, of course, could always flip on the old man. But Rudy and Lindsey Graham and Donald Trump all waded firmly into the Georgia electoral process and tried to subvert the electoral outcome. We know that because it's on freaking audio tape. We heard it on January 5th. They heard it in Georgia. That's why Loeffler and Perdue lost the special election in no small part. So let's just charge that crime. You know what I mean? That's a real crime. It's on audio tape. We heard it on the day after it happened, like 2 days later. We've got the testimony of Raffensperger. We've got everybody. Roll this son of a gun up and let's start dropping some freaking indictments and let's stop talking about the paperwork in the basement at Mar-a-Lago unless he sold it to Pooty Poot.
International or our state secrets is paperwork, dude. Everything is paperwork. Do you get that? I mean, unless it's a PDF on a computer, it's on the paper.
Hey, I tell you what, if they put the coup in paper.
Cash, it's just paperwork. I got a bunch of paper. It's cash, but it's just paper. Come on,
the coup attempt was also a paperwork crime of sorts, but when they actually charge that, it's going to have a much more stinging kind of effect and a much more chilling effect, I would hope, on those that would perpetrate further violence against our nation and our government and our Constitution. And you know what? So I don't think there'll be any future presidents that I have to worry about running off to their beach house with all the state secrets. I think that's probably an isolated incident. I'm not worried about trying to straighten out the next president, make him fly right. I'm more worried about the coup attempt and all the people that were a part and all the Congress people. And if they win the midterms, they're going to shut down the January 6th and they're going to what? Effectively go after Joe Biden. And we're going to hear a lot about Hunter Biden's what? Laptop from hell. Because to hear the Republicans tell it, that's the greater crime. That's the real crime. Well, Joe Biden's shielding his son from prosecution.
As a paperwork crime, I can see how people could disregard it, Crudy. I mean, so listen, no matter what it is, be it the state secret violation of the Espionage Act, be it the Fulton County interference of the election, be it the coup attempt, be it all crimes are not equal.
All
crimes are crimes. And if Donald Trump gets convicted of any of them, his supporters are going to do the same thing. It doesn't matter, dude. So you take what you get and you roll them out when you're ready to roll them out.
I want the crime conviction, the one that's going to put him in jail for the rest of his adult life. Not the one that, you know, could be 2 years, a year off, 6 months with good behavior.
So if he's found guilty of that, regardless of the time, he is now, he's then barred from running for office again as well. Little note there.